Our next guest, Marge Steinhage Fenelon, will bring us four questions to ask ourselves before Lent begins. Marge is an award-winning author, internationally known speaker, and Catholic media personality. Good morning, Marge. Welcome back to Morning Air. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. It's always good to be with you.
Good morning. My pleasure. It's mutual. It's always a pleasure to be here with the Morning Air folks. And especially today, as you know, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, yeah, I knew it in my head. It's 2 weeks away. But now oh my goodness, we just took our Christmas decorations down a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly.
It's like, oh my goodness. But that's good. That little, you know, flutter in the heart is a good sign, because that's exactly where we all should be at, realizing that we have a very important journey before us, and that's Lent, of course. But when you think about it, any journey, any important journey, any, you know, say you're going to do a road trip, and you don't just get in your car and drive. There's preparation that goes with that, because you want to make sure that you can, first of all, complete the trip and that you have what you need and so forth, that all goes well. Well, Lent is the same. Oh, actually more important, because we're talking about our soul. But careful preparation will make for a far more fruitful Lent. And so it's time, yes, you're right, 2 weeks, it seems like, oh yeah, I got a couple of weeks yet to decide what I'm going to do for Lent. But really not, because we need this 2 weeks to really prep. You know, everybody talks about prepping. Well, it's time to be prepping for Lent. And that preparation begins with observation. My sense and the people that I work with, preparation and invoking the Holy Spirit and asking ourselves, as you mentioned, there are four key questions to be asking ourselves in these couple of weeks that will help us to realize where we're at spiritually and then understand what it is that we really need to do and work on. You know, it's more than just giving up chocolate. Why do you give up the chocolate, and what is that going to do for you spiritually? So four questions, and I do want to let the listeners know, you can change these up, but I think you'll get the general idea of where we should be going with this. So the first one is, and we could do this during our examination of conscience, or just take a few minutes during the day and ask yourself, what sin do I find myself confessing over and over? If there's one where every time you're in the confessional, it's like, oh, this one again, Father. Oh, dear. That's a signal that you've got something to, you know, seriously work on. Because if you keep falling into that sin, that tells you about yourself. What's your weakness? What trips you up on your journey? And then the second question is, what spiritual practices do I find it hardest to maintain? This will say a lot about how disciplined you are or not, and I'm a little of both.
Taking mental notes, Marge. This is great stuff. I'm just thinking, okay, patience, fasting. The first thing that comes to mind, fasting. That's always a toughie.
Yeah, but you know, if it's something like you really have a tough time going to Mass on Sunday mornings because you'd prefer to sleep in, That's a flag. You need to pay attention to that and work on that during Lent, or, you know, maybe your meal prayers, or I don't know, could be a multitude of things. But what are the spiritual practices you find it hardest to maintain? That also is something to keep in mind when you set up your Lenten program, your Lenten journey. And then the third one is, you know, there's a lot of hype in psychology, triggers. Well, what triggers sinfulness in me? It's a question to ask yourself. So it could be food, it could be certain people or situations, maybe it's emotions or entertainment or a particular time of day.
Too much what sugar. Triggers. Too much sugar can trigger lack of patience for some folks.
That's right. Or, you know, maybe somebody just has, they cannot pass up potato chips. You know, there was that old commercial, you know, you can't eat just one. Maybe it's some kind of food where you just lose it and completely fall into gluttony. Maybe there's a certain person or kind of situation that just makes you seethe inside and turn uncharitable. It happens. Or a certain kind of emotion where, you know, if I'm feeling self-pity or sad about one or the other thing, I'll tend to kind of put God aside and do things that might not be fortifying for my soul. So on and on like that. But what triggers? What are your triggers? Those are the things to get rid of during Lent, to really work on during Lent. And then finally, what faults get in the way of my spiritual striving? There are, you know, boy, I can't even tell you how many faults I have, John. But excuse me, but there are certain faults that will just discourage you. And it's not that it's bad to have a fault. That doesn't automatically make us a sinful person. But our faults are that those things that are just, we're just too weak. We're constantly reverting to this or that kind of behavior. What are the ones that get in the way of your spiritual striving?
And Marge, it takes humility to admit one's faults, to admit, hey, I fall short in this area, because none of us, of course, are perfect. We all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God. So we got to put it in perspective and know that we need the Lord's grace to keep running the race.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And humility, and you know, it's no fun. I've been doing this for years for myself, and I've recommended this little system to many people. And yeah, it's no fun in the sense that it requires humility and an honest look at yourself, and with the help of the Holy Spirit to really, I ask the Holy Spirit, you know, please allow me to see my heart as God the Father sees it, so that I can really put myself aside and get to the root of the, you know, the real answers to these questions. And with that guidance, that does help me. But it takes being fearless in the sense of I'm not afraid to take a look. I'm not afraid to really look at the map of this journey and see what roads do I really have to avoid and what ones do I have to take, you know, get on board and get moving toward a very fruitful finish to Lent.
Marge, I always like to think of Lent as kind of a spiritual spring training, where we go back to the basics, to the fundamentals, kind of like the baseball players do in spring training, where they've been playing since they were little kids, and yet these grown men, Major League Baseball players, practice all the little things that they've been doing since they were little. For us, we go back to the basics during Lent, and it can be sort of a spiritual spring training for us.
Oh, that's a great analogy, and it's similar to going on a journey. You know, you don't just walk out there with the bat and glove and say, okay, let's play. I'm going to win this game, because it takes practice and preparation. So Lent takes practice and preparation. And you're right. It is spring training. It's spring training so that when Easter morning comes, we truly have a converted self. It's all about conversion. It's about change. We don't want to remain the same. We don't want to do these things during Lent and then end up at the end of Lent, year after year, being just the same person. That defeats the whole idea of Lent, because even, you know, when we think of conversion, oh, that's somebody who never knew the faith, or excuse me, perhaps denied the faith. No. This kind of conversion, it's more like reversion, but I like to use conversion, because you're converted more closely to the image of Christ and converted more deeply into your love of Christ. And that's monumental. That's a huge process that, you know, I've done it myself. You know, Ash Wednesday is like, oh gosh, I didn't decide what I'm going to give up. Oh, okay, hey, that sounds good. So we don't want that. We don't want that, oh, that sounds good at the last minute. We want to be well prepared.
At the end of the day, our preparation really is to change our hearts, to convert our hearts so that we're ready for the Easter Triduum, the three most important days in the history of the world, the death, passion, and then ultimately the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. And I do look forward to that every year, because it's like, if I can just get there, if I can just get to that point, and then during the Triduum is that final leg of the journey, so to speak.
A final word of encouragement for our listeners, as we realize we're only 2 weeks away from Ash Wednesday.
Two words: God's grace. With God's grace, all things are possible. So, you know, He made you, He loves you, He knows, He made you as you are on purpose. That's no accident. And you are amazing in His eyes. So it's there under the surface. We just have to uncover it with God's help and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Well, Marge, I really appreciate this outstanding four really good questions for all of us to take to heart here in preparation, in anticipation of Lent. And again, your website, margefenelon.com, for much more from Marge. And she's written a lot of wonderful books, especially on the Blessed Mother. Marge, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Take care.
God bless you. Marge Fenelon, award-winning author, internationally known speaker, and Catholic media personality.